So once again, if you're on your phone, if you haven't already pressed star six, maybe press star six, or if you just have a mute key, you can just press mute on your phone. And then that way, if there's background noises, we don't hear all of them. And then you just unmute when it's your turn to talk. So welcome. This is our first conference call for this year, the 2023-24 Youth Ambassador Year with the training with the Recreation North training program. And I just, as some of you may have heard, I'm actually in Whitehorse, which is a long way away from you, but I hope I get to meet you in January. And I'm hosting this call from the traditional territory of the Kwanlun-Dun First Nation and Tonquashin Council. So if you end up going to Alaska for Arctic Winter Games, you'll be flying kind of like right over my house. So just so you know where I am and which direction. I'm hoping that you've had a chance to get into what we call our learning space. If you haven't, I'll explain in a few minutes how you find that and where you go. But what I'd like to do first is just tell you a little bit about the training program, and just so you know why it's an important training program for Nunavut and why it's important for you as a leader in your community too. So we have this partnership across all of the three territories, Nunavut and NWT and Yukon, that's called Recreation North. And some of you may have heard of or work with the Recreation and Parks Association of Nunavut. I think Tanisha Dawn mentioned that she knows you through work that you do with them. So they're one of the partners on our Recreation North training program. And so we were super fortunate about 8 years ago. We won the Arctic Inspiration Prize, and I know that there's a number of communities, Glenn included, in Chesterfield that have also won that. And it was an amazing opportunity to design some training that we could use for communities all across our three territories. And so it's really expensive to travel and go to training in person. So the Recreation North training program lets people connect from all over online and through the phone so that they can take training without having to leave home. And that was kind of a main part of it. And so far we've had people from more than 70 different communities. So almost every community from Nunavut, NWT, and Yukon has participated in our training, which is pretty cool. And when you complete 12 learning events, you guys will do three of them, but if you want to carry on and do more, when you complete 12, you earn something called a Certificate in Northern Recreation Leadership. And some of the people who've recently earned that, Nathan, who's the Recreation Coordinator in Baker Lake, has earned his. Kumanathik in Iglulik has earned his. And Joanne from Kingite earned hers as well. And so the Government of Nunavut Sport and Rec Division has arranged for you to take three of these learning events as part of your Youth Ambassador training. And each learning event lasts for about about 4 weeks, unless we do them in person, like at the summit. And each learning event has two conference calls, like this one today, and then you're asked to share two activities for each learning event. And some of you who've done these learning events before, I'm just going to challenge you to dig a little deeper than what you did the first time you did them. So you might find that you're redoing something, but I can also sort of ask you to go a bit deeper and think a little bit more about things like who is a leader in your life and what does that mean for you. So the learning event that we're starting right now is called RL101, Identify Your Leadership Strengths. And this one explores some of the things that leaders need to know when you work or when you volunteer in your communities. And so this training will help you learn more about yourselves as leaders and to grow from where you were even last year if you took part last year and to identify how you can keep growing. And so I'd like to start with asking you to introduce yourselves. And I'll tell you how we do this on our conference calls, because we can't see each other, so it's hard to know who's going to talk first and second and third. So I kind of have this idea in my head, and maybe you can think about it too, that we have this great big circle that goes from me and Whitehorse to all of you across Nunavut. And we go around this imaginary circle and share things like who we are and what community we're in. I usually ask you a little short question as well for you to add when you do your introductions, and I'll tell you what that question is in a moment. And then to give you some time to think about it, I'm going to introduce myself first, then I'll ask Henry to introduce himself. And then what we'll do is we'll go around, and this is to make it easy for me to start with, we're going to go around communities in alphabetical order. So if you're in Arviat, that means you're up first. And if you're in Baker Lake, second, Cambridge Bay, third, and that way around. And we will change it, though, so that Sheila and Skylar aren't always the first ones in our circle today. So halfway through, we might start with Chesterfield, and then we might start with Kingite. So we'll mix it up so you're not always on the spot. The other thing that's really important for you to know about our conference calls is that I really believe that we learn in lots of different ways. So you might learn from listening to each other. You might learn from sharing your own ideas with each other. You might learn from reading something, or you might learn from doing something. So all of those ways are really valuable. If you feel like you'd rather listen to people's answers when I ask a question, just say pass. You don't have to explain that you don't want to answer the question or you just want to listen. Pass tells me that you're listening to the conversation and that listening is what's important for you right now. And so, and then we can come back to you if you want to, or you can just continue to listen. So just remember the word pass if you feel like you want to listen to other people. I would ask you to introduce yourself, though, at the very least, just so that we get to know each other's voices. And sometimes it is a little hard to hear each other, so if you can speak as clearly as possible and as close to the phone as possible, that would also be great. So when you introduce yourself, I just would like you to tell us your name and what community you're from, which we'll probably know because I'll be going by community. And then I'd like you to think about a strength that helps you be a leader or that helps someone else be a leader. So it doesn't have to just be about you. It might be somebody that you know, like it might be a teacher. It might be a brother or a sister or an auntie, somebody who's a leader that you can see what makes them a leader, something that they're good at. And there's no right or wrong answers here, just what your own thoughts are. So I'm going to start, and then I'm going to go to Henry. And then we'll ask Sheila and Skylar to go, then Harriet, and then Kiana, and then I'll let you know who's coming up after that. So again, my name is Caroline, and I live in Whitehorse. One of the strengths that I think I try to have as a leader is to listen. I think that good leaders need to listen to each other just as much as they maybe need to talk, and sometimes more. So that's my introduction. So Henry, would you like to unmute yourself and introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Caroline. So hi, everybody. My name is Henry. Again, our last conference call, our welcome call, may have been a little choppy, but hopefully this is a lot more clear for everybody. I live in Iqaluit, and for me, a good strength in a leader is somebody who also, very similar to what Caroline said, is just communicates. Someone who kind of takes in what is being heard and processes it, and then comes up with the best possible answer shortly after. So for me, that's what it takes to be a good leader.
That's great. Thanks, Henry, for sharing that. So then once you finish talking, I'll ask you to mute your phone again, and then the next people can unmute. So let's go to Arviat. I know Sheila and Skylar, you're on the phone with Samantha, so you can choose. You can both point fingers at each other and decide who wants to introduce themselves first. And I think you guys might be muted. So Samantha, do you want to check the phone to see if you need to unmute? Oh, I heard a little noise, but there we go. Try that.
Can you hear us now?
I absolutely can. Thank you.
Awesome. We were talking to ourselves over here. Just while these two are figuring out who's going first, we just wanted to confirm for you that Mark is on the call.
That's great. Thanks. So between, is Mark on the phone on his own phone then, separate?
Yeah, I believe he's on his own line.
Okay. Well, let's start with Sheila and Skylar introducing themselves, which whoever wants to go first, and then we'll go over to Mark.
My name is Sheila, and I'm from up there. One of my strengths is motivating people that were equate. One of my strengths is motivating people, and that's what makes me to be a leader.
That's great. That's really important. Sorry, go ahead, Skylar.
My name is Skylar from Ogden. My strength, I am good at communicating with others, and I work hard.
Well, you guys sound like you have some very important leadership skills, so motivating and communicating almost go together in a way. Thank you for introducing yourself. Mark, if you're on the call, would you like to unmute your phone and introduce yourself and share maybe a strength that you have as a leader or a strength that you see in other people who are leaders?
Hi, my name is Mark Itilf, and I'm from Alberta, Nunavut. And one strength for someone to be a leader is effective communication. Effective communication is a key strength. It helps to clearly convey ideas and motivate others.
That's great, and I like how you tied in what both Sheila and Skylar said. So you know, they talked about motivation and communication, and you said that those two things are connected. So thank you for sharing that, and nice to hear your voice again, Mark. Okay, let's go. We're going to go to Harriet in Baker Lake, then Kiana, and then everybody in Chesterfield. So, Harriet, if you'd like to unmute your phone with a star six or using your button on your phone and introduce yourself, what community you're from, and either your own leadership strengths or one that you see in other people who are leaders.
Hi, my name's Harriet. I'm from Baker Lake. And one of my strengths that I see in myself and in some of my teachers or coaches is being reliable.
That's a really important leadership strength, I think. I think that people need to be able to count on their leaders. So reliable is a great way to describe that. Thank you. And welcome. Thanks, Harriet. Okay, so Harriet, you can mute your phone. And then Kiana, if you'd like to unmute your phone and introduce yourself. And then we'll go to Chesterfield after Kiana.
Hi, my name is Kiana. I'm currently living in Cambridge Bay. One strength for a leader to have is to take action to make a change.
That's great. And do you think, I think change is really important, and I think leaders sort of guide that change. So I like how you say that that's important for them to actually act on that. So thank you for sharing that and welcome, Kiana. Let's go to Chesterfield Inlet, and I know there's four of you there, so I'll let you decide amongst the four of you who's going to speak up first, but if you could just make sure whoever's speaking is close to the phone, that would be great. And so again, yourself, I think we know what community you're all in, and just something that you see as a leadership strength, either in yourself or in other people.
Hello, my name is Kaya Locke, and you already know this. I'm from Tennessee, and my strength as a leader is I'm very empathetic. I'm able to understand what a person's like going through. If they're not really in the right mood to participate with other people, I'll say, okay, I understand. Would you like to just sit back and be with us?
That's great. That's also a hard skill or a hard quality to develop, right? I don't think that we're necessarily born with that. So it sounds like something that you've grown into and that especially if you do it really well. So thank you for sharing. Okay, who's next?
Hi, I'm Aaron. I believe that my leadership skill would be enthusiasm. I feel like I have a good energy, and I, when I'm around people, I try my best to be as uplifting as I can. I feel like that sometimes helps people feel better.
Thanks, Aaron. You made me feel better just by saying that because, you know, I can just imagine what would you like to have you in a room with a group of people. So thank you for sharing that enthusiasm is also really important. And then Kevin or Kayak?
This is Kevin. What I see in a leader would be patience. I don't have that, but for other people, patience would be for, like, if some other people don't understand what they're doing, the leader will help them, but not hold back the others that already learned it.
Oh, that's really important. And you know what? The first step in developing a quality in yourself is recognizing it. So I think if you've recognized that patience is important, it's perhaps something that you're working on as well. So thank you.
This is Kayak from everyone's favorite town. What I've seen is good leader is someone who goes through whatever problem they have or ones who don't take no for an answer. And I see all of those in myself.
Thanks, Kayak. So are you thinking of the word perseverance or persevere?
What I said.
A little bit, like stick it out. Like you said something about, you know, sort of following through and solving problems. And sometimes that takes patience, and it also means that you have to not give up. Is that kind of what you were thinking?
Yes.
That's great. Thank you. And welcome back, because I know you were with us last year, too. So. Okay, so now we're going to go to Coral Harbor, and then Kimberlite, and then Kingite. So over to you, Katie.
Hi. Hi, I'm Katie, and I'm from Coral Harbor. And one strength that helps me, that really helps me as a leader is my ability to be a team player. I believe that true leadership isn't about taking charge and making decisions, but also about working together with others towards a common goal. When we collaborate and support each other, we can achieve so much more than we could on our own. Being a team player means listening to others, valuing their ideas, and being willing to contribute and help out wherever needed. It's about fostering a positive and inclusive team environment where everyone feels valued and motivated. Yeah.
That's really wonderful. Thank you. Because nobody, like, we've gone through a number of qualities, and I think that team approach is really important in whether it's in your schools, in your communities, or even in your families, is finding ways to work together, and good leaders are able to help people do that. Strong leaders are able to help people work together. The other thing I heard you say is that a team player doesn't always mean you're in charge. It sometimes means that you let other people take charge. So thanks for that, Katie.
You're welcome.
Okay, is that your dog in the background?
Yeah.
That's okay. I've got three dogs here, and I was hoping they wouldn't bark too. So no worries. Okay, let's go to, Angel's not on the call, Henry said, that's right. So can we go to Kingite. And Kelly, I know there's four youth ambassadors with you, so I'll let you guys among yourselves figure out who introduces themselves first, second, and so on, and to share what they see in themselves as a leadership strength or what they see in someone else. And I'm not sure if you're muted. Oh, there we go. Now you're unmuted.
Hi, I'm Tim. I'm from King Knight. And I think a good leader is someone who respects others.
I'm sorry, Tim. I missed a little bit of that. Can you just speak a little closer to the phone?
Hi, I'm Tim. And I'm from King Knight. And I think a good leader is someone who respects others.
Yeah, that is very important. Thank you for pointing that out, because it's hard to work with each other if you don't respect each other. So thank you. Okay, we have three more people in Kingite. So who's next?
Hi, I'm Demis, and I think a good leader is someone who is supportive, encouraging, and is always available to help out.
Oh, that's great. Being available is, sometimes it can be hard because when you're a leader, a lot of people rely on you. So sometimes that can be challenging, and sometimes you have to drop one thing to go and help with something else. So that flexibility of being available is important. Thanks a lot, Dennis. And so who's next?
Hi, I'm Athena, and I'm from Kingite, and I think a good leader can see people's strengths.
So see the strengths in other people, right? And that links to what Katie was saying, because Katie was talking about being a team player and a good leader means that sometimes you help other people lead. So if you see strengths in other people, then you can support them to be part of that team. So thanks for that, Athena. And I think we have one more person from Kingite.
Hi, I'm Harper, and I'm from Kingite. And I think a good leader is someone who can guide people in the right direction.
And in a positive direction too, right? So in a direction that's healthy for people and for your community. So thank you. That's really great. Okay, so not to leave Tanisha and Catherine till the end, but we won't leave you at the end next time. So let's go from Kingite over and up to Kuktuk, and then we'll go back to Pond Inlet. So over to you, Tanisha.
Hi, I'm Tanisha. I'm from Kuktuk, and I think a great leader would make someone who has great communication and problem solving. Someone that is willing to push you forward into the right direction.
Yeah, definitely. And some of that, the problem solving and that sort of motivation, there's a lot of communication tied into that. So if you push too hard or that people resist, that makes it hard too. So it's kind of knowing what that balance is. So thanks for that, Tanisha. Okay, and Catherine, over to you in Pond Inlet.
Hi, I'm Catherine, and what I see in a good leader is always being positive and optimistic, and that they believe they can change. They believe as a community that they could change whatever problem there is.
That's great, and that's the first I've heard the word optimistic used, and that's a really good word as well to use to describe a strong leader, because people need hope, and optimism is hope, so thank you very much. I really appreciate what you've shared there, because there's such a range of qualities and traits and strengths that different leaders have, and it helps you start to see that there's many different types of leaders, that there's not just one way to be a leader. And it's really great to hear about the leadership skills and qualities that you bring. So you might have seen, if you looked at the presentation slide, so I'll just explain this as we're going. When you go into our learning space, is what we call it, where you log in, Under my courses, you'll find the one that we're working on, which is Identify Your Leadership Strengths. And as you scroll through that, the top section has some links for you. And one of them says, view the RL 101 presentation in English, in Inuktitut, or French. So when I talk about the presentation, that's kind of when you click that link, it opens up and you can print it if you want, you can save it, and it gives you a little bit more information about what we're talking about. And then from that presentation, we get into weeks 1 and 2, which is what's happening right now, and it tells you what slides to read off that presentation. So that's where to find some of the things. If you're not sure, let me know. And I'm pretty good at making little short videos on YouTube to show you how to find things too, because sometimes that's helpful. So if you had a look at the presentation, and even if you didn't, maybe you can look after the call. One of the slides is slide number 6. And what slide number 6 suggests is that leadership comes from within us. It's not something outside of us. It's within us, within our families, and within our communities. And so you might have had a chance to look at the two different resources that are shared on slide number 7 that can help you think about how culture and how we are raised influences the way we're leaders. So a number of you might be familiar with the Northern Youth Abroad, or you might know people in your communities that have done that. That is definitely something that builds leadership skills the same way as the Nunavut Youth Ambassador Program does. And then the other one is just a resource. It's actually from the NWT, so it might not hold as true for some of you, but it's worth reading just to see how different people think about what is a leader or what is leadership. So I think we've already described a little bit about what leadership means to you by sharing what some of those strengths are. And again, I'm really impressed with the variety of qualities and traits that you have mentioned. So leadership to me is really about all of the things you've said, good communication skills, enthusiasm, being reliable, a team player, being patient and empathetic, and guiding people and respecting people for their differences and bringing them hope in their communities. Learning is also a big part of being a leader. I think that good leaders are leaders who keep learning throughout their whole life and never stop. Some of you might know or have heard of David Clark from Rankin Inlet. And slide 10 has a story from David Clark that shares his ideas about leadership. David helped the Recreation North Partnership win the Arctic Inspiration Prize with his story and his sort of, I guess, explaining why training was important. And he also went on to win an Arctic Inspiration Prize for youth programming in Rankin Inlet. And one of the things in David's message that I think is really important is David says, it's paramount, which means it's important, that leadership is shared among many. So what David's saying is that it's not just one person who's the leader, but we need to share how we are leaders in our communities. So what I'm wondering is, if we're going to be leaders in different ways in our communities, and we need lots of different leaders, how do we do this? And how do you do this? So how do we be leaders in our communities? So you shared some of the strengths that you think that you have, but I'd like to go back around our circle, and we won't start with Arvind. We'll start in the middle. We're going to start with Chesterfield, I think. We'll start with you guys, and then go around our circle, so we'll end with Baker Lake. And I'd like to ask you, how are you a leader in your community? And so one of the things that came to my mind, I was kind of thinking of perhaps an answer to help you answer this, but maybe you've thought about it too. I think one way that you as youth ambassadors or leaders in your community are because as role models, you role model or you show really positive attitudes and behaviors. So that's something that I sometimes think about. But I'd love to hear what you think about. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about how you are a leader in your community. And it can be about what you do or who you are or what you believe in. Anything is right. So let's go to Chesterfield and just say your name first because there's four of you there and I'm just getting used to your names. And again, if you feel like passing, you're welcome to say pass too. So can we start with Chesterfield? How are each of you a leader in your communities?
This is Kaya from the town again. I think I'm a leader in my community because I used to teach kids new games and they would show up every night and they would come to me asking me how to improve themselves, how to play them, and properly.
That's great. So the children who came back, they saw you as a leader because of the way you were with them and you were teaching them something that was valuable, interesting, and kept them engaged in their community. So that's a great way to be a leader. Thank you. Who'd like to jump in next?
Kevin?
Okay.
Kevin from Chesterfield. I play the guitar. I'll teach some people if they want to learn, like how to tune it, or if they want to play a song, I'll help them.
That's great. So you're spreading something that you love doing and that you enjoy doing, and you're sharing it with other people. So especially something that, music brings joy to a lot of people. So I can imagine how that is a great way of being a leader in your community. Thank you. How about Aaron or Kylak?
Hello, this is Aaron. I see myself in leadership position. Earlier today, I just finished my Archer Groves community service program stuff. Basically, Archer Groves is a community activity where students help other kids in the community with art projects. And
it's pretty good so far. The Arctic Rose Foundation is also a winner of the Arctic Inspiration Prize.
Okay. And so what art were you helping with?
Today we were painting. So I was helping them paint things and glue other things and cut stuff.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. It'd be interesting to see will you continue that for part of your community engagement project as a youth ambassador, or?
Yeah, that could be part of it.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Erin. And Kyla?
Hi. I say I'm a leader in my community when it comes to hockey. So just the other day, I was helping one of my teammates figure out how to do backwards crossovers, and it was really fun to see her, like, improve each time she tried to do a crossover, and it just makes me happy when I know I can help somebody improve in what they feel they were lacking in, and just so they can know they can do this, they just have to try.
That's great, and obviously you were patient enough with somebody so that they could learn and practice it, right, because it takes... They say it takes 700 times of doing a skill before you start to really get it quite smooth. So that's a lot of practice.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
Learner.
Oh, that's good. So you didn't have to do it 700 times.
Thank no. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Let's go to Coral Harbor to Katie. Katie, how are you a leader, or how do you see yourself as a leader in your community?
How I see myself in my community, maybe when I stepped into, like, when I play volleyball, I inspire my teammates with my dedication and hard work. I'm always there to lift everyone's spirit and motivate them to give their best. My communication and teamwork skills are top-notch. And I know how to bring the team together to achieve success off the court. I guess I'm a role model. I don't know. I'm showing everyone what it means to be a leader, my passion for volleyball, and my ability to inspire others makes me a true leader in the eyes of my community, I guess, or my teammates. I don't know.
You know what? I totally believe that because I can hear it in your voice, and I caught that from you last year. You have this sort of way of speaking that I feel like you would catch people up in your enthusiasm and motivate them to do even better together. So thank you for sharing that, and believe in it. It's probably very true. So thanks.
Thank you.
Let's go to King Knight then, and again, I'll let you guys decide who wants to speak first, and maybe just say your name first so we can get to know your voices. How are each of you a leader in your community, or what do you do to be a leader in your community?
Hi, sorry, we're just figuring out who's going first. Here's Kim.
Hi, I'm Kim.
Yep.
I am a leader by being respectful to members of community, especially the elders.
Kim, can you just say that one more time? I didn't quite catch it. And maybe just a bit closer to the phone.
I am a leader by being respectful to members of the community.
That's great. So you're a leader by being a role model? You role model it then. That's a great way of describing it. It's not just in school, but also outside in the community. So people in the community recognize you as a leader as well.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that, Kim.
Hi, I'm Athena. I'm a leader in my community by being on student council, or helping organize school events.
Yeah, and it's so important to have leaders in your school environment, too. So thank you for sharing that, Athena.
Hold on just a sec.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dennis, and how I see myself as a good role model and a good example through sports. One-on-one tournaments and getting to travel around with my teammates and representing my community, I think it encourages the youth to go through the same, like, path.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's great. Like, a really healthy pathway is important to show people who are younger than you, because it's hard to learn as a child or use a healthy pathway if you don't have good role models in your community. So thank you for sharing that. And do we have one more person from King Knight?
Yep, here's Huffy. Yeah.
Okay.
I am Huffy and I love sports, and I encourage younger students to play, and I want to know what school for last year with my basketball teammates.
That's great, thank you, and so really a leader in your school community as well. Thanks, Hoppy. Okay, so let's go to Tanisha, and then we'll go Catherine, and then Arviet, and then Baker Lake. So over to you, Tanisha. How are you a leader in your community, or how does your community see you as a leader, or what do you do as a leader?
Hello. I think that I'm a great leader as I've been working with the youth center, the YCA here in Kokolovtuk, for a little over a year, and I help like fundraise with dances and so on. And I also think that because I've attended to like government meetings to like talk about what I want done in my community, so that's why I think that I'm a great leader. No.
That's great. So you're doing things to help put on activities for your community, and you're also helping inspire and motivate other people in your community to take part too, or help see a vision for your community. And that's really important. That relates to the optimism as well. So thank you, Tanisha. Catherine, over to you. How are you a leader in your community of Pond Inlet?
Hi, I'm Catherine, and I'm a leader in my community. Because I have good communication skills, I motivate people to graduate and go to school and learn. And I like helping whoever is in need of it.
That's great. So you're a role model in your school and in your community that people can look up to and see and help maybe follow you in some ways, but also work with you and get some support from you. So thank you for that. Okay, let's go to Arviat. Maybe Mark, since you're on a different line, can I ask you to jump in first, and then we'll let Sheila and Skylar jump in. So, Mark, how are you a leader in your community?
How I can be a leader in my community is by being active, supportive, and inspiring others around me to chase their dreams and goals.
Oh, I like that. It's really important to have dreams and goals. So dreams are the things that we want to have come true, and goals are some of the ways that we're going to make those things come true. So thank you for sharing. Sheila and Skylar, we'll go over to you as what next, and you can decide who wants to share first how you are a leader in your community.
Okay. I've become a leader in my community by assisting the elderly and those in need. This guy here.
I am a leader in my community, and I show this by being a hardworking person.
That's great. So, Sheila, you work with the elders and make sure that they're cared for and looked after. And, Skylar, hardworking is a very good trait and value to sort of to put into place. People respect that a lot. So thank you for sharing. Now, Harriet, sorry to leave you till the very end of our circle, but go ahead. How are you a leader in your community of Baker Lake?
I help coach the younger kids join basketball and soccer practices, and they look up to me, and they told me that they want to be just like me when they're older.
That's so important. Have you been doing that for a while now, like for a few years?
Yeah, since about 2 years, I think.
That's great, and it really says something when the kids say, I want to be like you. Like, then they really do see you as a leader, and they see the positive influence that you're having in their lives. So thank you. So I'd like to thank all of you for sharing your thoughts. Like, you definitely are already leaders in your communities, and you're going to continue to grow as leaders. You're role modeling positive behaviors, positive ways of living, of doing things, participating in positive activities, and you have a lot of values that are really important in communities, whether the community is your family, your school, or the bigger community as a whole. So I'd like to thank you for sharing today. This learning event will help you continue on your leadership journey. And so for next week, we do have a conference call, but you also have an activity that's due next week. It might not take you too long. I'd like to explain it first and explain to you how you share it as well. And if you have any questions, I'll make sure that you have my phone number so you can text or phone me, and also my email address as well. You can also always email Henry if you have any questions. So if you've looked at the presentation slide, slide number 12 explains the activity. But also, if you go into the learning event itself, under week one, there's some numbered activities. So number one was to do before the conference call. Number two was today's conference call. And then number three has the letters RLA in front of it. And it says, how do I understand leadership? And RLA just stands for a required learning activity. So in order to work through your training and be eligible to go to Arctic Winter Games as a youth ambassador, you do need to do the RLAs, or required learning activities. And I usually give you a week to do it. Mostly they're not too hard, but if something happens in your life and you need extra time, all you need to do is let me know, I can't do this by on time. Can I have another few days, or can I have another week? Because I do understand that community life and adding extra things to your life can be hard sometimes. So let me know if you need some flexibility and some extra time. So between now and next Wednesday, I'd like you to think about what we talked about today. I'd like you to try and take a look at some of the links that are in Activity 1 or on the slide, the Northern Youth Abroad, and the sort of how leadership is, and maybe listen to the audio that came from David's story from Rankin Inlet. And then think about who is someone who's a leader in your life. And it can be someone very close to you, like maybe a sister, or it can be somebody who you respect because they're a really great hockey player or something like that. And then think about, what is a symbol that represents this person's leadership? And sometimes people ask me, what does that mean? So what is a symbol? And so I have people use all sorts of different things. I'm looking out my window right now, and there's some snowflakes falling softly down. And so I might say one person in my life who was a leader to me was my dad or my father. And the snow, when it's soft and it's falling, makes me think of him as his leadership skills, as he was very patient, he was quiet, he was calm, and he sort of created a nice warm blanket as well. So that would mean that the snow was a symbol. But you could pick anything. It can be something in nature. It can be something from your culture. It doesn't matter what it is, but you need to tell us why that symbol represents this person's leadership. And then describe a little bit about how you are a leader. And you've already done that today, so you can just add that to it. And then what I'd like to know from you is, how can a youth ambassador program help you become a more confident leader? So you can put that together. When I ask you to do these things, most people usually write and use words. But I've also had people do things like do drawings, take photographs, write a poem, put some music together. You can do whatever works for you to share your activity. And what you do is you click on the link that's number 3, RLA, and when you click on it, it opens a new page, and then from there you do what's called add discussion topic, and it will let you write in there. If you click the little advanced button at the bottom, it lets you do things like add photos and a video. If you're not quite sure how to do that, don't worry, because I put a link that says for help on posting at your own post. It's called posting. Click here. So if you click on the link that for the help stuff, and I'll also send you another email with this too, then you can find out how to do it. And if you're really stuck, you can text it to me, you can send it to me as an email, you can send it to Henry. Any of those things work. So that's about it for me today. I just would like to pass on over to Henry for a few minutes, because I think Henry has a couple of things to add, and then I'll end the conference call recording.
Awesome. Thanks, Caroline. Just a quick note, just a couple announcements for you guys here. Again, just thank you everyone to who for RSVPing today. So that was a big turnout for today. So I really do appreciate that. Even if you can't make it on the call, I would appreciate if you guys would reach out to me and just let me know. This is all for attendance, so it all is very important. As of right now, we are finalizing everything for the upcoming summit in January, so please have your registration packages completed and sent to me by this coming Monday if you haven't already. One thing to keep in mind that it is a long weekend coming up, so it might be best to get that done before the weekend. And then also, without the registration packages, you will not be able to attend the summit and potentially AWC as well. So just something to kind of put a little bit of urgency on that if you haven't submitted already. And then the last thing, I just wanted to mention that for the billets for the summit, it is required, but if you are having any issues, because I know some of you have reached out already, please just let me know in advance, and we can potentially assist you with that when traveling to Cowlitz in January. But for AWG, it is required. There are some restrictions in terms of our budget, so we won't be able to support accommodations if you need a billet for AWG. So I recommend looking at making arrangements now and see if you have any friends or relatives in the respective clubs come March, which is Yellowknife, Rankin, or Iqaluit. So, yeah, that is everything for me today.
That's great. Thanks, Henry. And thank you, everybody, so much. I really appreciate you joining today's call. And I'm going to try and say thank you in ways that I know. So thank you, Merci, Kianamik, Kwana, Nakermik. And I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it really well. Next week, I'm going to ask you to share with me how you say hello and thank you in your local language. So that would be great, because it's always good for me to learn and for you to learn, because if you go to AWG, you'll be meeting different cultures from all across the circumpolar north. So that wraps up today's conference call. Have a really good long weekend, and I look forward to reading your posts. I'll send you a message tonight that includes my contact information just in case you need any extra help. So thank you so much, and take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
That's her out.